Good Monday morning to you. I'm Reggie Aki from the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's what's happening now in the news. It is day three of the Israel offensive in Gaza with no sign of the conflict ending anytime soon. Israel has moved tanks to the Gaza border, and though there is no indication of an incursion, Israel's defense minister says Israel is now in an all-out war with Hamas. Palestinian sources say more than 300 people have been killed, more than 650 wounded. The UN is calling for an immediate end to the violence. A search party in western Canada is preparing to look for 8 missing snowmobilers after a pair of avalanches. 3 others survived with minor injuries. Police say the first avalanche buried part of the group, and as others came to help, the second avalanche happened. Officials will use avalanche-trained police dogs and local emergency crews to assist with those search efforts. 2 of the nation's top automakers get the first portion of their government loan today. General Motors and Chrysler each will receive $4 billion from the emergency fund. GM is scheduled to receive 2 more installments in the next 2 months, totaling $9.4 billion. The special committee investigating the impeachment of Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich will meet again today. That panel announced yesterday that it will not subpoena advisors to President-elect Barack Obama. That includes Obama's incoming chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. Nearly 200,000 homes and businesses are starting the day without power in Michigan. 60-mile-an-hour winds ripped down tree limbs and power lines yesterday. One utility company says about 15,000 customers will have to wait until New Year's Day before they get their lights and heat turned back on. There is also concern about flooding there and at least 5 other Midwest states. The Des Plaines River in Illinois crested 2 feet above flood stage yesterday. Some parks and low-lying areas saw some overflow. Let's take a look at what happened with the movies over the past few days. Marley and Me holding the top spot this weekend. It made $37 million, adding to the $14.7 million it made on Christmas Day, which, by the way, broke the Christmas opening day record. Second place went to Adam Sandler's Bedtime Stories. That's followed by Brad Pitt's The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. And that's a quick look at what's making news this hour. Please stick with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.